I smile a bit to think of how you're clad in a butcher's stripy apron that you found on the road, and a digger's hat pulled well down on your head. That's how I'll remember you down through the years, and how you shared the fears the childhood lends. And although we often differed on the subjects of the world, I think we had a good thing there as friends. So I salute you, Gypsy, for you'd never let self-pity ever get you by the throat and take control. And you showed us by your giving a stepping stone to loving, and by loving how to reach another soul. You would talk about the old days and how you met your love, how your faded stockings made you want to hide. So you ran across the paddock, but he caught you at the gate, and the ruby ring you wear reflects his pride. But it can't have been easy when he went away to war on a farm you're far away from any friends. And it's not a good position with six kids on a pension, but you made it still smiling at the end. So I salute you, Gypsy, for you'd never let self-pity ever get you by the throat and take control. And you showed us by your giving a stepping stone for loving, and by loving how to reach another soul. You'd never been a gypsy till the years were adding up, and you started moving round the countryside. You started travelling round us, you became the tie to bind us, for families get lost in growing up. And though time will take you from us, I'd like to make a promise that the legacy you leave, that stepping stone, and the will to hear life singing, not a down and out bell ringing, is something I'll try to make my own. So I salute you, Gypsy, for you'd never let self-pity ever get you by the throat and take control. Oh, and you showed us by your giving a stepping stone to loving, and by loving how to reach another soul.